two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Derek Brown here with my co-host and good friend Taylor Morgan, and we have with us in the studio yet another co-host of this show who's come in to make a guest appearance, Scott Simpson, who is now here in his role.
My day job.
Your day job as president of the Utah Credit Union Association.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you.
You guys, I feel like I'm at the big kids' table.
This is we're in another studio, not the usual studio, because that one's been remodeled. But this is a very, very nice studio.
You guys are big time.
So welcome to the big table. Yeah. Good to have you. Hey, tell us a little bit. First of all, we've been talking a lot about the banking crisis that's going on.
Sure.
You bring a unique perspective from, you know, we talk a lot about the banks, and we have talked a lot about that. But you work with the credit unions.
I do.
And so tell us a little bit about how this is different and why a lot of the concerns people have with the banking industry may not translate or may not be an issue, frankly, with credit unions. How are they different in that sense?
Oh, that's a great question. And I think, you know, I have to come with a little bit of a disclaimer. I'm an evangelist for credit unions. I consider the banks worthy adversaries. You know, there's years of, no surprise to everybody, there's years of conflict about whether or not credit unions should exist and how they exist. But I've watched this with great concern. And truthfully, I agree with most of the dialogue that I've heard from, you know, those that I would consider my adversaries. We have very good banks here in Utah, and that's not an easy thing for me to say.
You don't always have to be so nice, Scott.
Oh,
right?
Well, I'm trying.
Yep.
I'm trying.
Okay, now take your gloves off and say what you think.
I'm not going to. There are no gloves really to take off. The truth is, I do think they're very distinct. They've argued and they've made the point that they've got a larger share of their deposit base is federally insured, and they are spread across a bunch of markets and industries. You know, they just they have a distribution, an allocation of risk across so much that I don't think Zions in particular or many of our banks here locally should have the scrutiny that they have. What I would tell all of the listeners is to don't react irrationally to what now I think is a frenzy. I mean, the thing that really caused this was social media. I mean, truthfully,
considering it was a tech-based
totally
bank.
This will go down in history as the first Twitter-fueled bank run.
That's right. And I think it's the same energy that, you know, GameStop, that made GameStop be this irrationally strong stock. That same energy has sort of was focused like a laser on a singular institution that had arguably way too few people controlling their deposits. And when they punched out in one day, you know, they were losing $4 billion an hour that last Thursday.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's touch on this Moody's ratings.
Yeah.
Moody's has announced that they have downgraded the entire banking industry nationwide for a unpredictable operating or a negative operating environment. Moody's has also indicated that they may potentially downgrade the rating of a number of banks, including Utah's well-known Zions Bank. Are credit unions impacted by those kinds of ratings, or how would you respond to the Moody's ratings?
There are ratings for every financial institution. I don't track Moody's necessarily as it relates to credit unions, but sure, there are folks that are looking into this. Is one of the most highly regulated industries on earth. First of all, I do think Moody's is with all due respect to their history, they have proven to come in late with essentially useless information just to kind of cover their hide. And I think that's probably where they are right now. What's maybe a little different for credit unions is we are primarily consumer based, like almost exclusively consumer based. Silicon Valley Bank had only 3 or 4% of its assets that were its deposits that were insured. Our largest credit union is 93% of its deposits are insured. On average, we're at about 91% of our deposits across all Utah credit unions are under that insured limit. So we do not have there's
so a bank run almost couldn't happen. I mean, it's easy to happen with it when you've got 3 or 4%, but when you're in the 90s,
you would have to organize millions of people to act together, as opposed to 5 or 10 VCs or whatever it was that actually pulled their money, at Silicon Valley Bank. So, we're a different animal. The deposit insurance is the same. It's very similar. $250,000. Our insurance fund is called the NCUA. That's a different sticker. It's a different agency, a different fund. But functionally, it's the same. It's the same thing.
Okay. And that's good to know. I have an account at a credit union, and I've always seen that little thing that says NCUA. Didn't really know what that was. So that's the credit union equivalent of FDIC.
FDIC insurance. And Derek, congratulations. I call that the big IQ test.
Come on.
I'm so glad you
Taylor
stopped
may
it.
Not have,
I'm a Wells Fargo
there.
Guy.
I don't understand that at all.
Well,
that makes no sense.
If you
rock me up,
we
Scott, do understand okay? now.
If I can get some kind of a deal. But I want to talk about this Moody's thing again, because earlier today, Zions Bank chairman and CEO, of the Zions Bank Corporation, Harris Simmons, spoke with David Dujanovic on KSL News Radio this morning in response to the Moody's announcement that they made downgrade Zions Bank. He said that he's not worried, and he kind of echoed your point, and I'm not asking you to agree with him, Scott, but he said the same thing. He said that Moody's was late to the party, essentially. Let's listen to that clip.
It's not a concern. I think it's, if anything, a little late to the party in terms of looking at what's happening in just the operating environment.
Okay.
Any reactions?
This may be the only time I say this out loud. Harris is right. I think this is a cosmetic response by Moody's. I don't know enough about – I'm not an expert on Zions' financials. Harris is. I'm not. But I discount – this news story today, which was, I think it's news outlets looking for what they can find to talk about this. I am discounting that Moody story.
So what do you think the next response is going to be? I mean, obviously there's going to be changes from a regulatory standpoint, most likely. I mean, what do you see the outgrowth of this whole experience looking like?
Well, I think everybody who's got a lot of money, which I know the two of you, have lots of assets above that limit. You probably need to think about your deposit strategies to make, I think it's wise. Every one of those companies that were pulling money out of Silicon Valley Bank, in their last audit, you will find there will be a finding from their audit firms that tell them that they have an unnatural or a worried amount of deposits that are uninsured, right? They've got uninsured cash on deposit at financial institutions. It was in their audits, I promise you, because every audit I've ever had has that. There's some question as to whether that we have insured deposits or not. And I think businesses need to look to that. You're going to see a lot of regulation that will chase this. But as with most government relations or government regulation, it comes to the last crisis, not the next one.
Exactly. And this was a crisis many of us learned about for the first time when we watched, as I mentioned earlier, Mary Poppins.
Do you remember?
Even in Mary Poppins, there was a run on the bank. So.
Indeed. And It's a Wonderful Life, Potterville. Right? There are a couple of movies everybody should be required to watch.
And those are it. Well, we've had Scott Simpson, president of the Utah Credit Union Association. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Scott.
And next on KSL at Night, a lot of people are worried about sort of the impact on their personal finances. We'll talk to a finance expert next. So stay with us.
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.